And now for the latest from the markets, we're joined by Michael Grace of Jarden Securities. Hello, Michael.
Good afternoon, Nana.
All right. Well, look, let's have a bit of a recap. What's been happening in the markets?
Well, the June quarter corporate earnings season is well underway in the US at present, and with mixed results overnight, Wall Street dipped off its highs overnight, with all three major indices closing 0.5% lower. However, sentiment domestically is still positive, and two hours in today's trading, the NZX 50 is currently up 6 points to 10,666. Of note today, Asset Plus is up 0.5% to 64.5 cents on news of the sale of its distribution centre. Fletcher Building is down 9 cents to $4.90. Fonterra down 8 cents to $3.85. Mercury up 0.5 cent to $4.58.5. Ryman Healthcare up 16 cents to $12.89. Spark up 1 cent to $3.89. And lastly, Z is up 8 cents to $6.30.
And what about in Australia? How is that market going?
It's a little softer across the Tasman, Nona. The ASX 200 is currently down 10 points to 6,662. All four major banks are currently down slightly. Looking at big resources, BHP is down 46 cents to 41.28. Newcrest, on the other hand, is up 88 cents to 32.71. Elsewhere, Telstra is down 2.5 cents to 3.77. Woodside is down 81 cents to 34.14. And lastly, Xero is up 39 cents to 60.41 cents.
Okay, so what about the New Zealand dollar? How's that going?
So the New Zealand dollar's strength is mixed against our major trading partners at the moment, and is currently buying 67.30 US cents, 96.02 Australian cents, 54.14 British pence, 59.95 Euro cents, 72.67 Japanese yen, 4.622 Chinese renminbi, and the TWI is at 73.62.
And our interest rates, oil and gold?
Yeah, the 90-day bank bill is at 1.56%. Brent crude is at 63.81 a barrel, and gold is at $1,425 US dollars an ounce.
Thank you very much, Michael. That's Michael Grace of Jarden Securities.